Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Seemingly, when you cross the bridge in Greignamana, you're into Carlow to a place called Tinahinch. Thanks for that. And Cushion Dale Woolen Mills is in Greignamana, Ireland's oldest mill, still producing stunning Irish yarn and woven products in traditional ways, says Cathy. And on the clocks, there's only one time, and that's army time. As a driver in the army, you were always ready 10 minutes before the time you were told. I still maintain that it drives my family mad. That's Tony. And I live on my own and my clock is 5 minutes fast. I'm always running late, says that person. And that text just it disappeared. Kevin McGarren, good afternoon.
You read that with such joy, Ray.
No, she was going up there. So how about clocks in your house? Are they set fast? No.
In my mother-in-law's house, I know that they've set the clock fast because they're always late for everything.
Yes, yeah.
So I think that's a really good technique.
It is. It works.
Yeah.
It's same
keeps them
house.
On their toes.
You're on your way to Liberty Hall. What are you doing here? No, yes, it's your circuitous route. So you have a gig tonight and that finishes up the tour, does it?
Yeah, pretty much. I have a few more. There's a few more dates added to it. But yeah, Liberty Hall is the biggest one, I suppose.
Right.
But I have a few more to go. Cavan and place. I haven't done Kerry yet.
Right.
Yeah. I
Why not?
Kerry. I just haven't got around to it. I want to do one on Skellig Meikle. I like the idea. You know the film Star Wars?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Because they've really embraced, I was in Dingle, they've really embraced the whole Star Wars
T-shirts.
Thing. T-shirts, yeah. Photo opportunities, yeah. Everything. Yeah. And I suppose Star Wars is a very Kerry story. You know,
comedy.
The story of a young farm boy doesn't get on with his outlad, kissed his sister a couple of times. And the Chewbacca accent, of course, is based on the Kerry accent.
Is it?
You know, like that's there's huge similarities between Kerry and Chewbacca.
Yeah. I can't imagine that they'd allow you to do a comedy gig on.
I probably couldn't afford the insurance.
No, yeah, public indemnity and all that sort of thing, yeah. So on a day like today where you're heading into a gig and it's a big one, what happens with the nerves or are there nerves now? Are you too used to it?
I get nervous in my stomach. It's all intestinal.
Right.
So I'm happy to do something like this because it keeps my mind off it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sitting at home wondering about it. So I like keeping busy. I think that's the key.
I was saying to the two lads that, you know, nerves and excitement.
Yes.
They affect the body in the same way. So the scientists tell us.
I don't know. I've been excited and it feels better than this.
Right, okay. But some people say if you just change the label, you know, if you just change it from nerves to I'm excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you wouldn't be a bit excited, would you, about it?
Oh, no, I am excited, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, because you want it to go well, I suppose.
Mm. Mm.
But if you're on a first date and things were going well, you wouldn't be saying you're nervous towards the end of the date. You want to pretend you're excited.
Yes, yes. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You're originally from Cavan.
I am indeed.
Whereabouts in Cavan?
A little place called Gowna. Loch Gowna.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A girl I went to college with married a man from Gowna.
No way.
Yeah.
I probably know him. There's only about 16 people there.
Right. They're living in America now.
No way.
I think he was a carpenter. She used to come back on a Monday and tell us about her exploits.
It's a funny place. We've held on to. Last time I was here, I was talking about clue dogs with Catherine. Clue dogs or clue dogs.
Right.
It's an Easter tradition where you boil eggs outside.
Okay.
And you all eat eggs outside. I want to come back here before Easter next year.
Right.
And I want to encourage everybody to bring back the clue dog. Will you join me in that campaign?
I don't know. What does it involve?
Jesus Christ. Ray, you have to light a little fire outside your house.
Yeah, go on.
And boil eggs on it. That's it.
Right.
I'm not asking you to run a marathon. You'd probably do that quicker.
Yeah, I probably
would. You fitness freak.
I probably would.
What do I have to do?
But isn't that funny though? Because back in the day, I would have gone, yeah. And then off air, you know, forget about that. He'll never come back to me on it. Now I've got to a stage in my life where I just bluntly honest.
You're like Larry David.
No, now, well, yeah. No. That comparison has been mentioned before. So, Cavan, now you're living in Dublin.
I'm living in Dublin.
They don't do the Clue Dogs, I'd say, where you live in Dublin.
No, I think you'd be arrested. I found out I actually live in a fancy area now. I always lived in kind of rough enough areas in Dublin. Now I live in a fancy area because there was a market down the road. So I decided I'm going to check out this market. And like the kind of markets you'd be used to going to in Cavan would sell like jump leads or, you know, counterfeit DVDs or stolen machinery. But this was fancy Southside Dublin market. They were selling stuff like crepes so thin you weren't sure if you bought anything at all. Fancy soaps made out of like blueberries and gravel that you'd buy for visitors. But if a visitor ever used it, you'd disown them. You'd never speak to them again. But I saw there was a lad selling biscuits. Like biscotti biscuits, you know, the little fat biscuits.
Yes.
Italian, they look like fat Eucharists.
Yes, yeah.
And there were 5 biscuits for a fiver, Ray. And I was like, that's very expensive, even for South Dublin. But I'm going to treat myself. So I bought the biscuits. I'm walking away from my man, slapped down the fiver. I look at the package and I realise I have bought dog biscuits. I don't own a dog, Ray. These are biscuits for a dog, by an Italian fancy dog, apparently. Ray, in order to spend that amount of money on a dog, I'd want to be seeing him romantically. And it would need to be early enough in the relationship where I'm really, you know, trying to impress the dog.
Yeah. You'll find now that we, I think, as a nation, are developing relations with our dogs akin to America. I remember
being
in America.
They're replacing children. People are probably neglecting their children to buy fancy biscotti biscuits for a... Who buys biscotti biscuits for a dog,
well,
Ray?
Well, probably my wife.
I ate every one of them. I ate every single one of them. And they were lovely.
You know, in our house, you know, it's constant. You hear this, oh, you're so handsome. Look at you, you're so handsome.
And it's not directed towards you.
It's the dog.
You're lovely. Your lovely floppy ears. No, I am talking to you now, Ray. Go outside if you're going to do that. Get off my leg, Ray.
Yeah.
That's learned behaviour, Ray.
That's learned behaviour. Speaking of dogs, so you do, and just less than 5 minutes ago, we heard your voice there on the radio before we started talking to you. So you're in demand when it comes to voiceover work.
Yeah, I think there's a big desire for sort of flat. You kind of have an accent where you're not sure where you're from.
Is that it?
I think they want an accent that it's not too posh for Dublin. It's not, you know, it's not too Cavan.
Yes, yes.
It's somewhere in the Midlands. So I think that's why I get a lot of work. But I remember I was doing an ad once for a food ordering company, you know, these apps. And I'm reading the ad. And we'll say it's for food order app.
Yeah.
Literally couldn't think of a name on the fly. But the script was, there's a man...
Just you, man, just do, just do, just do,
just do.
Yeah, right, okay.
Man and woman sitting at a couch with a little dog. And the man orders food. The food arrives, the dog barks.
Right.
And then they go, and I say, just do, the best way to get food in your house.
Right.
And on the script, like it said my dialogue, and then it said, dog, woof.
Right.
And I said to the guys, I was like, surely, you know, you don't want me. You're going to use a sound effect for that. You're not going to, I don't have to do the woof. And I could hear them whispering. They're like, I don't know, what do you think? Should we need? Yeah, we have them here. Don't we? Maybe you just, Kevin, do you know what? Yeah, we'll just get you to do the woof. I was like, there's no way I want my friends going, geez, McGarren's woofing on the radio. So I gave a performance of a dog that was Oscar winning. Right. I went like this. I went, and they used my woof in the ad. My woof is in this ad. They didn't pay a dog. I saved
them. Did you get extra for the woof?
I didn't get extra for the woof.
That's rough.
And then I was doing a job like a year later with the same sound engineer. And I was like, here, remember he's made me do that woof?
Yeah.
And he goes, that was a very good woof. We actually saved that. Anytime we have a dog. So anytime you hear a dog on the radio, it's probably me.
And
I don't get extra money for that.
No, right? No. You should have copyright on that.
I should.
You're a wolf. You mentioned your friends there. So when you go back to Cavan, because I could hear you go, you were going a bit Cavan there.
Yeah.
Do they say, you've changed? You don't talk like you're from Cavan anymore?
No, I don't think. I have a similar accent to my dad, I think. He wouldn't have a strong Cavan accent unless maybe he's at the mart or if he's arguing with somebody.
Is he a farmer?
He is a farmer, yeah.
Right.
He doesn't go to the mart recreationally, Ray. He's not some sort of bovine pervert. Going up to rub the backs of strangers' cows.
Well, look, go on.
There's worse fetishes out there, I suppose. But no, it's a funny thing. I think sometimes Cavan lads are putting on the accent.
Right.
Young lads. I think it's quite cool now for young people to drive a tractor. You see tractors outside secondary schools now. And I think a lot of them
are putting
it on. Yeah. Probably not. It's a grey area in Cavan. Yeah. But now it's very cool to be a Cavan lad driving a tractor.
Right.
When I was...
Who made it cool? What's that guy's name? We had him...
Declan Nearney?
No. We had him... he refers to a part of a truck in his song. Anyway, it'll come to me.
Jesus. I don't know who that is.
It'll come to me. Will you tell Kevin that the Cavan accent is nothing to write home about either? Says Ger. I think he's...
Do I sound like I'm boasting?
He's from Kerry.
All right.
Kerry is a great place for a gig, wonderful location, and just the place to base yourself for a trip to Skellig, Michael.
Yeah.
Tim from Sneem, now living in Mayo. A lot of information there.
Oh, he really loved it enough to leave. Yeah.
Huh? Now, we were doing this today for just no other reason than it's Friday, and we wanted to play some clips of music. So we're playing the number one, that whatever was number one on the day you were born. For each guest.
How do you have this information?
Well, it's a thing called Google, Kevin. we put your name in and your date of birth comes up.
As long as, I thought you didn't get it through like a guard or anything like that.
No. Okay. I'm hoping that it's factually correct. Let me see here. So, can I have your date of birth, please?
I'm going to tell you right now, I think I put up my fake date of birth online in case somebody wants to get my passport.
Okay.
But I can tell you, is it Take My Breath Away from the Top Gun soundtrack or Kenny Loggins' Highway to the Danger Zone, also off the Top Gun soundtrack? The hit. There we go. I've got that single at home.
Oh, you bought it when you were born.
I didn't. I think the nurse gave it to my mother.
There's a nice tradition.
Yeah.
Put it up with the boiled eggs thing.
Yeah. Buy a record for a baby. Yeah.
It's an odd thing, though, that people would know what was number one the day
they
were born.
What's your Camptown Races?
I can't. Anyway, it's out of copyright. That's the important thing.
We can play it without paying them.
Yeah. We've warmed up now for the Liberty Hall. Shy Talker, which is not at all. That's the show. And it's sold out, or?
It's almost sold out. Yeah. Tickets. And listen, it's payday today.
Yeah.
Might as well splash it out in a laugh. Tickets available on Ticketmaster. Kevin McGarren, Shy Talker, Liberty Hall tonight.
Yes, I see what you've done there. And you said you have a couple more. So you're back up home in Cavan.
I'm back up home and a few other Dublin dates like Bray. Well, Bray's not in Dublin.
It's in Wicklow.
It's
yeah.
close enough.
Yeah.
Dunleary, the Whale Theatre in Bray and a few other places like that. Yeah.
Right. Good to see you, Kevin.
Lovely seeing you.
Mind yourself.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.